In the secret place or in the open, I want you to know that if you are dealing with him, his purpose, his ministry is a ministry of stealing, a ministry of killing, and a ministry of destruction. That is the ministry of Satan. Satan is a spirit. He does exist. Is that angel that was known as Lucifer, that was clothed with the finest of ornaments, that walked on the stones of fire? God so much beautified him. But the Bible said his beauty corrupted him. Pride was found in him. Iniquity was found in him. When he said he wants to ascend into the heights of Zion, that he wants to be like the Most High, he wants to exalt himself above the stars, above all the angels, and he wants to be like the Most High. He wanted to rub shoulders with the Elohim in heaven. So God casted him out of heaven, and he ceased from being a ministering spirit to the Father. When he fell down to the earth, he lost his ministry in heaven. So he is on earth for a purpose. The angel in Revelation 12 said something that is a warning to all mankind. In Revelation 12, verse 2, he said, "Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth." This is that thief from the beginning. He said he has come down having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. He knows that his time is too short. If you read Revelation 12 very carefully, you will understand that this thief we are talking about, he stole angels too from heaven while he was coming down. He decided not to leave heaven alone. Look at Revelation 12:4. He said, "And his tail drew the third part of the stars in heaven," one third of angels in heaven. That old dragon. Can I even read from verse 3? You will see from verse 3, Revelation 12, he said, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon," that is Satan the thief, "having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his head." Verse 4, "And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven." The stars you're seeing here means the angels. When you see stars of heaven in the Bible, it's talking about the angels. "And he did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born." He's the devourer. He drew one third of the angels in heaven through deception. He deceived them into rebellion of the Almighty. Can you imagine a heaven that is all holy? Heaven that has no iniquity. Satan could stage rebellion in heaven. So I want us to know who we are dealing with. He staged rebellion in heaven. One third of the angels in heaven that knew nothing about sin, he deceived them. He deceived them. And there was war in heaven. Look at verse 7 of Revelation 12. "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels." Actually, there was war in heaven where God dwells, the God whom we pray unto, whom we call unto. There was war. So when there is war in your destiny, in your life, it's not a strange thing. There was war in heaven where God dwells. The Bible said Michael fought. God was too busy. He cannot begin to strive with his creation. He released Michael. Michael handled Lucifer. Michael fought against this dragon, and the one third of the angels he deceived. And when Michael casted them, look at verse 8, he said the dragon fought and his angels, and the dragon prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. He's no more in heaven. The devil is no more in heaven. The thief we are talking about. Look at verse 9 of Revelation 12. "And the great dragon was cast out." This dragon, the Bible said, is that old serpent. He's also called the devil. Another name is Satan, which deceived the whole world. His arch weapon is deception. That is what he works with. He deceived the whole world, the nations. When you watch nations today, you watch presidents and all of that, you find that 99.9% of them are not under the jurisdiction of God. When I mean they have separated themselves from the commonwealth of God, they are bowing to the devil. That is why you find that before most persons win a political position that is influential whatsoever, they have to bow to the devil. That is what is happening in the world. He said he deceived the whole world. He was cast out into where? Into the earth, where we are today. And his angels cast out with him. Those angels he deceived, they were also cast out. Verse 10 said, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. It's the one that accuses you daily before the Father. Look at that man, he's a drunkard. Look at that one, he's a gambler. Don't answer his prayer. Look at that one, he's a humanizer. He lost fornication. Don't hear his prayer. The Bible says he accuses the brethren. Which accuse them before God when? Every year, every month. The Bible said day and night. He accuses the brethren. He accuses. Say, look at that one. He's not serious with you. Can't you see when he comes to church how he behaves? Don't mind him. Satan will bring his file and report. And show God the reasons why he should not visit you. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. By the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary, these ones have overcome the devil. And he said, and by the word of their testimony, they have a testimony of the character of Christ in them. The ones that overcome the devil. They have to have a testimony of walk in divine righteousness, which is not of works, but by imputation. The imputed righteousness wherein Christ gave to us by his work on the cross of Calvary. He said in 2 Corinthians 5:11, he talked about if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away, all things are become new, and all of that. Then when you read down, you find that very clearly that he said that he that knew no sin became sin for us. That's 2 Corinthians 5:17. That if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. Verse 21, you see, he said he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So Christ imputed his righteousness in us. So walking in the light of this righteousness is walking in the testimonies of God. So the Bible said that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By that blood of Jesus on the cross. And by the word of their testimony. They have a word of testimony. They have a testimony of love for God. They have a testimony of obedience and patience. The Bible said that we should not be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience obtain the promises. These ones have faith in God in Christ. He said, and they love not their lives unto the death. Nothing can make them deny their faith in Christ. Persecutions, tribulations, perils, famine, hunger. They love not their lives unto the death. For they have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, they live. Yet not them, but Christ liveth in them. These are the ones that overcome the devil. But the dangerous announcement made by these angels as written by John the Beloved is what I want to highlight in verse 12. John began to say, therefore rejoice all you that are in heaven. The inhabitants in heaven, Michael, Gabriel, and all the angels, the seraphims, the cherubims, rejoice, O you heavens. Rejoice even the creations in heaven. There are the four beasts. There are the 24 elders. There are horses. Diverse animals in heaven. Remember Jesus said, the Bible said in the book of Revelation that he is coming riding on a horse. There are activities in heaven. So John is saying, rejoice all that are in heaven. All they that have died in Christ and are in heaven rejoice because they have entered rest. But then he said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For that devil, that thief, the old serpent, the dragon, he said, he has come down unto you. This is Revelation 12:12. Having what? Great wrath. The devil has come down to the earth having great wrath. Because he knoweth that he had but a short time. That is it. He knows that his time is not much. So that is why, I'm sorry to say, Satan is a man of action. He does not delay. When you give him a hold in your life, he makes it a foothold. When you allow him to visit, he becomes a permanent resident. That's why the Bible says, give no room to the devil. That is why you find somebody that just does something that is sinful. Before you know, if he's not careful, he falls again, and it becomes a habit. It becomes a foothold. So the word of the Lord is saying that that dragon has come on the earth having great wrath. He knows what the Father has prepared for him, what Abba Father has prepared. Abba Father prepared his judgment for the lake of fire. But this dragon does not want to go there alone. That was the chief reason why he saw how Adam and Eve were enjoying fellowship, koinonia, with the Elohim. And he became envious. And he came to truncate that relationship by deceiving Eve. He knows his fate, that it is eternal destruction. But he does not want to go alone. One of the things Satan hates is isolation. He does not like to walk alone. They pushed him down from heaven. He said he's not going out alone. He deceived one third. So one third of angels fell with him. On earth, he knows he has a short time. So he's going to the lake of fire. He does not want to go alone. Now he's looking for people to escort him. That's why he came to earth with a ministry. The most popular ministry on this present earth, as we are talking about, is not the name of any church you know. The most popular ministry is the ministry of Satan. Satan has deceived nations. You think there is much number of Christians in the world? Go to Asia, see what is happening. Do you know that India alone has over 1.27 billion people on earth? India is the second most populated country in the world. China is the most populated. But only India has 1.2 something billion people. India as one country is more populated than the entire 50 something nations in Africa. India cannot boast of even up to 7% Christians. They are not up to 7%. They are not up to 7%. Then those ones that are Christians by religion, you begin to search life. How many have been really washed in the Lamb's blood? You begin to know what the ministry of Satan is. Go to India, you see many shrines, temples dedicated to different gods. I told us last time that an Indian guy told me very clear that I'm serving only one God. I asked for something gods, and he was happy. They are serving different idols, doing diverse sacrifices. Holy cow, you don't kill a cow for a Hindu. The cow is sacred. The cow is sacred to them. It is better a human being dies than a cow to the Hindus. Hinduism worships cows as gods. They see it as a manifestation of God. Thick idolatry. Are we talking about other countries in Asia? Bangladesh, all of, most of the countries in Asia, you hardly find true Christ in them. It is idol worship. So the ministry of Satan has filled the earth. It has filled the earth. Are we talking about other continents, or are we talking about the Arab nation? The ministry of Satan has spread it. Spreading immorality, violence, Are you talking about the Southern Americas? Nicaragua, Mexico, Cuba, Honduras, Colombia? Are you talking about the level of violence, drugs in those nations? Are you talking about some thick places in Africa, idol worship? Idol worship. The ministry of Satan spreaded all over the world. Because he does not want to go to the lake of fire alone. He wants the entire human race to escort him. The Bible said the thief cometh not but to steal. Are you seeing? He has actually come. He came to steal, to kill, and to climax it in destruction. When Jesus saw, are you looking at this? In John 10:10, he said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. Are you seeing who came first? The thief came first. Before Jesus came, the thief came first. Before Jesus came into the world to liberate mankind, the thief had already come to make man to fall into sin. So Jesus came to redeem us. The Bible said that he came, Jesus himself, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. The ministry of Satan is real. It's not a joke. When there is a ministry, there are ministers in the ministry. You begin to ask yourself, who are the ministers of Satan? Who are the ministers of Satan? Every ministry you know today that is popular, check, they have ministers. Nobody can use the scripture to tell me otherwise. The most popular ministry on earth is the ministry of Satan. And forget the one you're seeing, churches all over. Many too are still doing the ministry of Satan, because black magic has filled especially the African pulpit today. The ministry of Satan, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There is a knowledge I want us to live here today. That is the knowledge to come to the point that we can say we are not ignorant of his devices. Because many of us are ignorant. The Bible said he deceived the whole world. His arc, energy, strength is the weapon of deception. Nothing else. He does not have power as much as he has with cunningness to deceive. The Bible said the serpent was more subtle than all the animals. So the devil used the serpent. For there to be a ministry of Satan, there must be ministers of Satan. Now, probably he has ordained. Some may be ministers subconsciously or consciously. That is why today you check all over the world. Illuminati, Freemason. You see the Illuminati is the people that are campaigning for the New World Order. That's why they are fighting Donald Trump, because he did not join them. They want to make sure he's frustrated. That's why you find that even in the seat of power in Nigeria, before you become relevant, you must join Ogoni or one of these occults, no matter your religion. The ministry of Satan is real. He did not come to joke with man, but to steal, to kill and destroy. That is why anyone listening to the sound of my voice and has a deal with Satan, at the end, it is climaxing in destruction. It's going to climax in destruction. The other day, some of these students of Satan messaged me on the internet. They said, do I want power to heal the sick, to do miracles, this and that? When the person messaged me, I said, why are you asking? He said, he can take me somewhere that there is power to heal the sick and to gather crowd, that I will see crowd. I said, wow. So tell me more. He began to talk. He said, the only thing is that you will not shed blood. I laughed. I said, child of Mami Water, let me tell you, I know that person you're dealing with more than you. I know her in the spirit. She's using you, she will destroy you. He said, I should relax, that there are many pastors that I should come to Enugu. I said that Jezebel you are talking about, I've dealt with her in the spirit. I know her. And at the end, she's going to deceive you because she's working for Satan. That Mami Water spirit is the ancient manifestation of Jezebel. And that is a kind of spiritual entity the devil uses for seduction. For seduction. It's that same spirit that Samson that did all the wonders, defeated 1,000 soldiers with a jawbone of an ass. One man. One man will carry a city gate weighing up to thousands of kilograms. He will carry it on his back. They use Delilah, that spirit of Jezebel, to bring him down. So the devil has his ministers. So when that guy began to talk, I saw a platform to minister to this guy. But when I was ministering to him, I saw that his heart has been blocked. His heart has been blocked. So he's going around inviting pastors to come and serve Satan to get power. I told him that the power Mami Water has to give to me is not enough. I'm looking for the one I'm looking is too big. She can't sponsor it. She cannot sponsor it. She cannot sponsor it. I'm in my wilderness, but yet I'm seeing some results. I said it the other day that a particular person that is paralyzed, that was paralyzed in Ghana, the son told me to pray for the person. I told the son what to do. After the declarations, the man is well today. It's not a by chance testimony. The person is delivered. We have been recording diverse testimonies. Then what will Jezebel have to offer me? When she is a fallen angel, and at the end of the day, them and their master Satan are entering into the lake of fire. That is their final destination. The Bible said the thief cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy. I want you to know, you that is listening to me, that the thief has come to you. But when he comes, do you allow him to steal from you? You allow him to. Because when he steals from you, he will kill you spiritually. And when he kills you spiritually, you are doomed for destruction. You are doomed for destruction. There's a particular prophet. He's popular. I messaged him at a particular time because the Lord gave me a message to him. After I messaged him, the threat he gave to me, he said, if I dare this again, what will become of me? I cannot carry. The person is serving Mami Water. I said, let me minister to him and see if perhaps he will list him. He said, if I dare it again, what will become of me? I cannot carry. I smile. He said, the Lord have mercy. Because if you are serving Satan, you have a destination. Satan does not go alone. He does not. Satan hates isolation. Anytime he's alone, he begins to think of eternity. He begins to think of where he is heading. That is why he's walking. Nobody here is more hardworking than Satan. You are not hardworking. Day and night. He knows he has short time. There is no time. The Bible recorded it. Moving to and fro. There was a meeting in heaven. The sons of God gathered. The Bible said, and Lucifer came. And Yahweh asked him, come. Where are you coming from? From whence comest thou? He said, from to and fro the earth. To and fro. God knows, have you seen my servant Job? That is a blameless man. I said, leave that one. It's because of how you have blessed him. If you just remove that edge, just skin to skin, he will deny you. That's what the devil said. And God said, okay, let's try it. The ministry of Satan is a ministry of destruction. The devil is not someone that we strike a deal with. The devil is not someone you strike a deal with. I have a friend whom I lost recently. That particular friend, we went to the same secondary school. This particular guy, I believe that while he was in the university, Jesus must have been calling him, but he did not hear. That was that Jesus called me in the university, then I listened, and he began to use me from my university days. This particular boy, I don't know if I talked to him at the right time, he died 2 weeks ago. He was shot. All of a sudden on the internet, you begin to see him with different cars. They have joined what they call Yahoo Yahoo. This one is not just internet fraud. They are mixing it with spiritualism to get money, doing different sacrifices. And he died. They shot him, he died. The devil came first of all to steal the potentials God put in him. And the devil killed him spiritually, that he was no longer hearing the word of God. When the devil steals your salvation, he kills your spiritual life. You no longer hear the resonations of truth. The beckonings of life, you no more hear. And it will climax in destruction. When I looked at that boy, I don't want to mention his name, I wept in my heart. I said, God, I wish he understood. I wish he understood. There are some details about him I don't want to say further. But all I can say is that if you serve Satan, Satan will give you some peanuts that will make you smile now. But those peanuts will have bone inside of them. Have you seen a peanut or a bread that carries bone? You're eating bread. Eh? You're swallowing it and you swallowed bone. It will hang the person one day. Jesus himself is the one talking about. Some persons may say, why do you want to tell us about Satan? Don't you have something new to say? The Bible says Jesus here said the thief cometh but to steal, kill and destroy. So if there is a thief, it is good that we know who the thief really is. He cometh to steal, to kill and to destroy. The particular pastor in America that I said that recently committed suicide, how do you think the thief did that? First of all, it's not the suicide that was the end of that man's life. It did not end there. It began somewhere. The devil must have stolen his joy, his peace in Christ. The devil must have stolen it, his joy of salvation. Then when the devil steals the joy of your salvation, every day you begin to think, why is life treating me like this? Why is this and that? You're no longer having joy to read the Bible. The Bible is now like a newspaper. It's not interesting you again. Some people, the newspaper is even more interesting to them than the Bible. The Bible is like one book that has no meaning to you. The devil steals your salvation, steals your joy, steals your peace. When he steals that, when those depression begins to set in, you know that he's about to kill you. And to kill you is that your spiritual life dies. You lose your salvation. You may be going out and parading as one that is bearing the ark of God, but indeed, you are an Ichabod that the glory has departed from Israel. The person may come in the look of a preacher and shout hallelujah, and at the end, he still gathers crowd. But God is saying, Ichabod, there is no glory in you. There is no glory. The glory has departed. The devil has killed that one. Shekinah is not present. And in that spiritual death, a person is walking, but yet he is dead. Have you heard what Jesus said with his own mouth while ministering in John chapter 5? He said very clearly that verily, verily I say unto you in John 5:24, he that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me hath everlasting life. And he shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Are you seeing? The person has passed from death unto life. Because the devil already killed the person. But Jesus said, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall what? Live. That is John 5:25. You begin to ask yourself, who are the dead here? It's not just physical death, spiritually dead. He said that when they hear the voice of the Son of God, as they hear, they will live. Because that thief stole from them and killed them. But in that death, they are still working on mercy that they have not yet been destroyed. Destruction is what climaxes it. Destruction is when the person enters into eternity. That is when destruction is actualized. The ministry of Satan. Satan has a large ministry. There's a particular woman in America. I wouldn't mention her name. She's a singer and she sings with pants and bra. Pants like this and bra. It's not skin tight. On the stage. Churches have been inviting her. There's a particular church in America that invited her 2 weeks ago. She came to the altar. I don't know how many people saw that clip on WhatsApp. It went viral. Of one lady that was saying, shout hallelujah. Yes, you've seen it. She's big and dark. She's a black woman in America. She sings worship songs with only pants and bra. And churches have started inviting her. The church that invited her recently in America is a popular church. It's a popular one. She came with that. You don't condemn them. They are worshiping God. It's all about their heart. God is not interested. Whether they don't wear pants, God is not interested. There are ministers of Satan. I don't think I will conclude this teaching here because it's actually weight. I'm just introducing it. While I was sitting here, as the Lord gave it to me, the things I'm supposed to talk about, I've not started talking about them. The ministry of Satan is spreading now. It's spreading and the church is not left behind. He's also entering the church. In fact, the devil saw that the best way to bring down the church is not to appear as an outsider, but to come inside and use the same name of Jesus to sway the body. That's what the devil is doing right now. Are we talking about in America presently that it is like a sin to preach against sin? In America, you hardly find a preacher that will talk against homosexualism. They say it's a hate speech. They call it hate speech. You're preaching hate. Gradually, that revival is entering Nigeria now. You hardly find generals that are known preaching against sin now. They feel that it will offend some people and they will go. So because of that, they say, let them pamper sin. But Jesus said, the devil cometh not but to steal, kill and destroy. That woman that is singing naked on the pulpit, can you imagine what is going through the hearts of the congregation? She's saying, shout hallelujah, and all of that. People are waving their hands, but you don't know what is happening. Go and check all the men. 99.9% of them will be on erection. They'll be opening their Bible. The only thing they'll be fantasizing is the sex they're going to have after service. Or how to get through her. But we are not talking about that one. We are still talking about immorality. How the devil is using it to minister through the nations. To seduce people. The ministry of Satan is a ministry of seduction. The seduction may not be seduction to immorality alone. It may be seduction to theft. It may be seduction to violence. The devil seduced Cain through the seduction of envy. And Cain, being seduced in envy, had to kill his own blood brother Abel. Because Satan ministered to him. Satan ministered to him. The ministration of Satan is universal. Satan can minister to anybody, but the thing is that, are you following his ministration? Jesus himself was living with his disciples were living with him. And Jesus said to the disciples, who do men say I am? Simon Peter said, you are Jesus, son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon, virgin of flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my heavenly Father. In the same instance, in the same place, just few minutes, few hours after the revelation, Jesus said he's about to go to Jerusalem. His own departure has come. Peter condescended him and said, you are not going to die. For what? Nothing will happen. This and that. Jesus saw Satan speaking through Peter. He said, you rebuke the devil in him. He saw that Satan ministered through who? Peter. Who did Satan minister to? Jesus. Through Peter. But the ministration was to Jesus. So if Satan could minister to Jesus, you think he will not minister to you? I tell you the truth. One of the things God revealed to me is that the temptation of Jesus was not physical. I can give you evidence to that. His temptation in the wilderness was not physical. You don't think that the devil just appeared with horn and tail to him, if you are the son of God, command this stone to bread. And Jesus looked at the devil saying, no, man shall not live by bread alone. It did not happen like that. The Bible said we have a high priest that is tempted even as we are. He said our high priest has passed through what we passed through. Jesus is our forerunner. That's to say, the way the devil tempts you through ministering to your mind, that's how he minister to Jesus. Minister to his mind. Now you are hungry. Look at that stone. Turn it to bread. Jesus will rebuke that thought in the heart. Say, no, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The devil does not come to you as the devil and ministers to you. He tries to penetrate your mind and speak into your mind and seduce you. He must have seduced Cain. Say, look at Abel. If you leave Abel, Abel will be greater than you. Put an end to this. The Bible said, and Cain rose up, killed Abel instantly. Cain killed his brother. And he thought what he had done, no one could see him. But the Bible said, the voice of God called and asked him, where is your brother? He said, am I my brother's keeper? Satan has ministered to him. And he had collected anointing from Satan and killed his brother. Satan ministers to people all over the world. And when he is ministering, it's for a purpose. The purpose is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That pastor I said that committed suicide, do you know what must have been going through his mind? That God has rejected me. Nobody likes me. This and that. He has growled, but yet rejection was eating him deep. And in the course of that, he was listening to the ministration of Satan, and it climaxed in suicide, destruction. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Please, when this thief comes to you, to the door of your heart, look at this. If you read verse 9 in John 10, he said, I am the door. If any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. So, Jesus brought the picture of a door here. So, your mind is like a type of door. So, when the thief comes knocking, you don't open the door. Because when you open the door, he will first steal your joy, steal your salvation, steal your peace, steal your fellowship in God in Christ. And when that is stolen, you begin to experience what they call spiritual death. You become a living dead. And it climaxes in destruction. For every way the devil has ministered to you, the Lord will give you grace to overcome in the name of Jesus. The ministration of the devil is real. The ministration. I began to marvel how this entity could minister to angels in heaven. Heaven that is pure and holy. And succeeded in getting one third. Millions. And they followed him. So that is why you that is seated here, if you don't guard your heart with the shield of faith and the breastplate of righteousness, the devil will slay you. He said he moved to and fro seeking whom he may devour. The devil ministers to people often. I have a particular friend that a boy committed suicide because of his cousin. That guy that committed suicide is all over Nigeria. It was all over Nigeria 2 years ago. 2 or 3 years ago. The girl told him she does not want the relationship. The guy felt frustrated. He went and hung himself and died. Say, why would the girl reject me? Life has ended. Satan ministered to him. Satan seduced him through that depression and he fell. And his own has climaxed in destruction. There are some people that Satan has ministered to them like this. Carry that knife. Go to so-so place. This person has been looking for trouble. Go and kill him. Or carry that gun. Go and shoot him. It happens majorly in America, in most Western nations. The Lord will give us grace in Jesus' name. The ministry of Satan is universal. And he is more interested in the church. He's more interested in those who are called by the name of the Son of God, Jesus. Why the devil is more interested in you than those that are in the world is because he knows that you have a promise that he has lost. Or you don't know that. You have a promise on your head that the devil is envious about. The cherubim that cover it. That was adorned with the most precious jewel, with the most finest. His beauty was radiant. The Bible said iniquity was found in him. That cherub that covered it. Why the devil is more interested in you than those people that are out there in the world is because you have a promise on your head. That's the promise of eternal life in you with God. And the devil does not want anybody to partake in that thing that he has lost. Do you know there are some people that have the spirit of witchcraft that if they are not prosperous, they don't want anybody to prosper. They don't want anybody to do better than them. Yes, that habit, that character, they inherited it from Satan. The devil knows that heaven is, that one is a certified, is guaranteed that he cannot reign with God again. That mercy cannot be found for him in time to come, in this world, in the world that is to come, mercy cannot be found for him. So the devil says, you that is seated here, you that is listening, that place you will not go, that you will not go. That's what the devil is saying. And he's saying it and he means it. He's serious. That's why you find yourself most of the time. Probably you are locked up with masturbation. See that the devil pushes you again, you are doing it again. Maybe you are a married man, you are sleeping with other women. You find out again, after you say, Lord, have mercy, you are back to it again. Different attitude. You stop. You see that thing is pushing you again. It's the devil. That promise he lost, he does not want you to go there. Ezekiel 28 talked something. He said, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. He said, I have set thee so. The Almighty is saying it. You were upon the holy mountain of God. You walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Even where other angels do not walk. In verse 15 down, he said, you were perfect in your ways from the day you were created. He said, till iniquity was found in you. Verse 16, he said, by the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee. That is what the Elohim is saying. O cherub, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire, God said, I will destroy you. 17, he said, your heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Because of how beautiful I made you. You wanted to exalt yourself above all. He said, you have corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. God says, I will cast you to the ground. I will lay thee before the kings. that they may behold thee. He was speaking about that old serpent, that angel that lost his place. So the ministry of Satan is real. That is why we are fighting a warfare day and night. Paul said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. There are thoughts he will impute in your heart to see that that thought seduces you and you go against the ordinances of the Almighty. That's the ministry of Satan. The devil we are talking about is not the physical neighbor you are seeing that is giving you issues. It's not that person that has vowed to kill you. That person is not the devil we are talking about. This is an entity. He's walking through those persons. He walks through the vessels of man to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He knows destruction is awaiting him in eternity. So he wants to see that you likewise are destroyed like he. I say again, he fell down from heaven with one third of the angels. He fell down. He does not like to walk alone. He's looking for those who will go to hell with him. He said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for this old dragon has come upon you. That was an angel speaking this, because they know his deception. He's diligent in deception. He's diligent in deception. Very hardworking day and night. To see that you don't walk in the light of the salvation of God. The devil is out to deceive mankind. And the deception, in the course of that, he steals your salvation, kills and destroys you. Because he knows that the lake of fire is awaiting him. That is where he is headed. That is why he wants all mankind to go there with him. That is where there is a need for breaking ties with this thief. Breaking union with this old dragon. The old dragon does not care whether the person is an anointed bishop or pope. When you give him a hold, he makes it a foothold. Brings you down. No relationship with God again. You begin to fight the battles of God as a soul, but yet the Lord is not with you. There are many that are fighting the battles of God, but God is not with them. God had rejected Saul. For years, Saul was still fighting battles, winning battles for God, but God was not with him. The devil has seduced him with the seduction of disobedience against his divine instruction. So the ministry of Satan is real. What has Satan been ministering to you? It is up to you to rise up with the word of God. You don't defeat the devil with your own thoughts. The flesh profited nothing. Your flesh can avail nothing. The Bible said when he came to Jesus, Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. It is written, you shall worship no other God. Jesus was on it is written. He had the word of God imprinted in the tables of his heart. When the devil comes to you and the word of God is not in you, I'm sorry, you are empty. It is that ancient word that is older than him that can confront him. When you don't confront the devil with the word of God, you become a prey in his hands. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Wherever you are listening to this message, any covenant you have with the devil needs to be broken. Because if it is not broken, it will kill and destroy you. There are some persons that may come to church and in their quiet room, they have an altar that they bow to. They have totems and other idols that they pay allegiance to. When they are doing that, they are walking on coals of fire, and they will be destroyed. There are some persons that may be preachers, but yet they have been affairs with women in the church. I know of a particular pastor in Port Harcourt. I saw him one day with one of my friends, is an apostle. That apostle said, this man of God is his spiritual father. I said, this person you're saying is your spiritual father. I'm sorry to say, but my spirit does not follow him. There is something you need to be careful. The apostle said, I should not worry. It was not long ago, apostle came to me and said he found that he caught the pastor right-handed sleeping with a woman in the church. When the pastor was doing that, he said it was not long. After he told me that, it was not up to 5 months. The pastor's church increased. He built a 1,000 capacity and crowds everywhere. His membership multiplied. I laughed. I said, that one has done ritual. They are using that to increase their anointing. Servants of, ministers of Satan in the house of God. When they are coming to the house of God to become ministers, they want to minister you into hell too. Someone that is a minister of Satan, even though he ministers righteousness with the lips to you, what is it is converted into your spirit is death. Because it cannot give what it does not have inside of him. Are we talking of politicians? Countless of them are bowing to idols. I have a particular case, Pastor Victor is aware of this one. An internet fraudster is in Malaysia. They have their clique in Malaysia. After I finished ministering to him, before I ministered to him, he said, Pastor, pray for me so that business will go well. That other pastors are praying for him too. Am I telling a lie? Carry that mic. Am I telling a lie or I'm saying the truth? What did he say?
He said he should be praying for him, that he has other pastors that are praying for him
too. Yes. He said he has pastors that are praying for him. So when they do their internet scam and get millions of dollars, they go and pay their tithes to the pastors. So the pastors will keep praying for them to prosper. After I finished talking to him, he's a witness, the guy broke down. He told all his friends there in that room there in Malaysia that he wants to change. He said, Pastor, pray for me, please. I need to change. I want to serve God. These guys are working in millions of dollars, but they are ministers of Satan. Ministering depression to people. Because when they scam the person becomes depressed. Some people can be scammed, and because of that scam, they go and kill themselves. But this guy said, there are pastors that are praying for him, that I should join the pastors too and pray for him, so that he will be prosperous in the fraud he is doing. And by the wisdom of God, I now entered him and told him what ought to be. How that thing is eating is his pottage, like Esau. Esau ate his birthright one day. And in the day of reckoning, the Bible said, through tears he could not find repentance. Rise up on your feet. I don't know what it is that you've had with the devil as a covenant. I want you to know that the devil cannot pay you well. If he gives you with the right hand, he takes with the left hand. What is that thing you do that is not in line with the word of God? Can you ask God for mercy? Say, Lord, I do not want to any longer remain under the jurisdiction, under the aegis and the covering of that old dragon. Lord, I want to be free. I want to be free. I need to be free. Shata laburi amasanta. Lord, I want to be free. Lord, I want to be free. Yes, yo shata yalo sayara. Ekale sunayara bo shata yala. Iratandole sa ea e sayala. Ekane se amu sandena. Ekane yesoda se yao. Elo kase dunia se yao. Ekande na na ne. Yes, you are. Na 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 Covenant with Satan, Satan will disgrace you in the end. Pastor Enoch Adeboye of Redeemed said something some years ago. He ate poison. They gave him poison to eat. And he said it with his mouth. It was a pastor that did that. Because they want him to die so that the person will take over. You're not getting this. This was not something said in the hidden. He said it openly. That God will bring a person that will take over. It's not the one that will say. Can you imagine a pastor of that rank can carry poison and give to his overseer? That is the seduction of the thief. Somebody that carries Bible will give another person poison. So that is why there are some things we preach. We don't preach it, and because you are in church, we should not say it. No. It is here we should correct these things. The church should correct the society. Any covenant you have with Satan will disgrace you. If Satan is using you to bewitch somebody, maybe the person is prosperous, you are doing some incantation so that the person will not move forward. You are a minister of Satan. I want the Satan will disgrace you. If Satan is deceiving you with the seduction of envy, and that envy is making you do not desire to see people progress, I'm telling you, you need deliverance. You need liberation. Pray 1 minute with a consciousness. Say, Lord, every seduction of envy, bitterness in me, seduction of strife, deal with it in me. Deal with it in me. If you don't pray, that thing may destroy you later. Every seduction from the pit of hell, deliver me from it. Deliver me, Lord. Shekete barakato sokolo baruyana bos. Intamina mantemina mantemina mantemina. Bontemina mantomina 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 osa. Shekalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagalagala. Shekete le burugu shakala baruya bos. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Father, I pray for this one. You know the Lord said in Isaiah, He said, it's not that the hand of God is short to save, but your sin has become like a wall separating you and God. Father, every disobedience that is like a wall separating these ones from you, let that wall be brought down. Let the walls of Jericho come down. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The ministration of the thief over your life to steal and to kill and to destroy you, today I bring it to an end.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
The thief will not see you,
amen.
Because you are under the umbrella of Shekinah glory.
Amen.
The Lord shall watch over you.
Amen.
Everything the thief has stolen from you, I prophesy a restoration.
Amen.
I prophesy restoration.
Amen.
A hundredfold restoration.
Amen.
Everything stolen from me by the thief, be restored in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Joy be restored.
Amen.
Peace be restored.
Amen.
Your salvation be restored.
Amen.
Your wealth be restored.
Amen.
The goodness of God in your life be restored.
Amen.
The grace of God in your life be restored.
Amen.
Every good thing from God that the devil stole from you, is it wisdom? Is it understanding? Is it divine health? Whatever it is, be restored today.
Amen.
By the ministry of the word of God, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
God, through His servant, Apostle Christian Woke, has just delivered to you the message of repentance and divine fullness. Now you are blessed and empowered to lead a victorious life by the power of the risen Christ. Amen. Please share your testimonies with us through email at christianwokeministries@gmail.com or write us on WhatsApp with +234 7032 46 9360.
For further inquiries, counseling, partnership, or prayers, call Apostle Christian with his direct line on +234 7032469360 or +234 8080620037. You can come hear the man of God live at God's Army Global Ministries, Kubwa, Abuja, Nigeria. Service days are Sunday 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Family True Worship Service, and Thursday 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Life in the Spirit Expository Bible Teaching Service. Come to God's Army Global. Here, the fullness of God awaits you.